USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. But there's 23 to choose from. Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first debate, President Trump is sizing up his competition. On Fox and Friends, the president went after frontrunner Joe Biden to start with.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program on his 73rd birthday. On Wall Street, the stocks dropped a bit on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 17 points. The NASDAQ dropped 40, and the S&P 500 was down 4. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, says her government will suspend the debate on what is an unpopular extradition bill.
After repeated internal deliberations over the last 2 days, I now announce that the government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise.
That bill would allow extraditions to China, and it brought a week of unprecedented protests in the streets of Hong Kong. Lam says she'll consult lawmakers before taking any steps forward. There was a shooting at a busy Costco store in Southern California, and one person has died. Witnesses say a man started arguing with a woman who was holding a baby, and then he started shooting. Nick works at the Corona store.
It's a blessing that most of us are all safe. It's just you don't think it's going to happen to you until it does, and then you kind of just, your instincts kick in, and everyone just gets out of there as best as you can.
The suspect is in custody. Some shoppers hid inside the store's large walk-in refrigerator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are following through with promises to help rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark, according to church and business officials. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece fire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, not a cent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The film director, Franco Zeffirelli, has died. Whether in film, television, or opera, he was one of Italy's top directors, and he was known for his adaptations of Shakespeare, including the 1968 movie Romeo and Juliet and the 1990s movie Hamlet.
This above all, to thine own self be true.
Zeffirelli was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.